We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Let us again start from the Mishnah. Hidlo leos hagefen v'sadlas v'sakisus v'sichoch al gabo psulo. Person spread over a mechuber and he puts chach on top of it, so it's posel. V'imho yosichoch harbe mehem oy shekotzutzon ksheiro. There was more schach kosher than schach posel, or he shekotzutzon, or he cut the mechuber ksheira. Zeh klal, kol dovo shu mekabo tume, ben gidule min haoretz, ein mesachachem boy, v'chol dovo shein mekabo tume, ben gidule min haoretz, mesachachem boy. Yosef rav Yosef kamei der avune, vi Yosef vekoma oy shekotzutzon, Sheira, that's what it says in the Mishnah. That if he cut the mechuber, it is kosher. Va'omar Rav tzorich l'naneya. Rav said that you have to be minaneya the schach. It is not sufficient to be kaitzitzit, you have to be minaneya the schach, you have to lift up each piece. Omar le Ravune, so Ravune, told Rav Yosef, Hoshmul Amro, Shmul said this. Adrin Rav Yosef Lape, Rav Yosef turned around the cast, the Omalei, Otemi Kamina Loch, Le Omro Shmul, did I tell you Shmul didn't say it? Omro Rav, Omro Shmul. I told you Rav said you need Ninu. Shmul also said you need Ninu. Fine, so Shmul also said it. Omalei Rav Hune Hochi Kaminoloch. Now this is what I want to tell you. The Shmuel Omro V'loi Rav. Shmuel holds that you need Nenue in not Rav. Rav holds Ptitze is sufficient. The Rav Achshuri Marsher, Rav was Marsher with Ptitze alone. Ki ho the Rav Amrom Chaside. There was a maise with Rav Amram Chaside, Romo Tchelte Lepirzume de Inchi Beise. He put tzitzis into the beged of his wife. We'll see, the Rav Amram Chaside held that Noshem Achayu betzitzis, it's a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman grome, it's noig balaylo. Tolom v'loi posak roshi chutim shelohem. But what did he do? He is, like in the, now when we put in tzitzis, we don't have too much of a problem. We have buntlach of tzitzis, we buy, it's already cut. Bistamib is my name, they used to make very long chutim, and later they used to cut the chutim. His talon, so he went, the Perish Chai, we have a nice picture, he went and took one chut, and he folded it. He folded it in four. V'loi posak, and then he stuck it into the nekev. V'loi posak roshi chutim shalem. He had one chut, and it was folded into four, and then when it bent over, so he had four on each side. But it's still one chut. And then he went, and he made the ksharim, he made the gedil, he made the tzitzis with one chut. Also, the Kamei de Rabchia Barashi. Then he came to ask a Shaila. Oyvei. He comes out, he made that, it was Nasiya Bepsul. He made it with one chut. Also, the Kamei de Rabchia Barashi. Omalei, Ochi Omarav, Mivsikon Vehein Ksheirin. Rav said, no problem. Now you can go and cut them. Almo Psikosan Zui Asiyoso. So we see that Rav holds that that's sufficient. If you cut it now, even though the tzitzis were made already, if you cut it now, this is sufficient. So just like by tzitzis, Rav holds it is sufficient if you cut it now. So who adin by schach, if you'll cut now, the mechuba will also be sufficient. Let us see Rashi. The Yosef, Rav Yosef, v'koma hochi. Hodis nan. Oyshe kotzitzon ksheira. That what it says in the Mishnah, that kotzitzon is sheira. Omar Rav alo. Nehei de ein zorich larzer ule soisra kula. Even though you don't have to be soisra the whole suke, aber zorich hulen aneya ktsas, you have to be men aneya oisam she uschechu bimechuba. That which was huschach bimechuba, la'acha ktsitsosan. After you cut it, you have to be men aneya. What will you accomplish with this ninua? To tevi luhu hach ka'asiyah, that this should be considered like an asiyah. The Eloi, because if you won't do this, psula mishum tasei v'loi min ha'os. Then it'll be posel of tasei, it says chagasuk is tasei locha, you have to make a suk. V'loi min ha'os, not a suk that was already made and then became kosher without an asiyah. The hochi mashme sukkah is tase. You should make a sukkah. Kshaata oisa oisa, when you make it, the hei ruyele sukkah. V'loi min ha'osui bipsul, not that it is made already and it's possible. Sheine royele sukkah, it's made already and it's sheine royele sukkah, it's not royele sukkah. Va'ata mesaknoi betikan mut, and you mesakan it betikan mut. Ki hai, the marsha lo bektitze, your marsha the suke bektitze, v'loi hoda sasalo, and you won't say so the whole suke. So that's called, it was osu, you're ready, and now you're just being mesakan it. Umiyu ninua korev l'stirehu, but ninua is already similar to stire, shemagbiye kol echad levadoi umeinichoi, v'chayz magbiyas chaveroi umeinichoi. We can come back to this Rashi, just let's again say the next Rashi. Adrinu rav yosef la'ape bekas, achshurei marsher, beloi ninua. Is marsha, rav is marsha without ninua. The kasovok, tzitzosa, zuhi, gemar asiyos. This is the gemar asiyos. Veheichi domi tasa v'loi min ha'osi. When do you have a case of tasa v'loi min ha'osi? This is the gemar asiyos. When is there a case of tasa v'loi min ha'osi? Kigain achaitet begodish lasis leisuke. That there was a godish, and now he digs into the godish to make for himself a sukkah. Shasichuch hayomei elok. So there the sichuch comes about by itself without any asiyah. Vein inigeya boilasi shumais. It doesn't touch the schach. Elapoiches achas midafnois. If he takes away one of the walls, v'nichnas loimkoi, v'noitol ha'oimrim umashlich. V'asukkah nasis me'eleho daifneiseo uschocho. So there, Rav is also made that it's possible. This is the Maise. This is the Maise. Shenigmal Be'ersh. Roma Techelto, Rav Amichaside Hitel Tzitzis. Le Perzume de Inshi Beise. Le Talis Ishtoi. The Kosova Lailas Mantzitsisu, he holds Lailas Mantzitsis, Orisam Oiso I Prat Lexusume, Avoxus Lailo Chayev, Bahave Mitzvis Asei Shaloyas Mangrome, Venoshim Chayovis. Now what did Rav Amon Chasida do? Tolom Letzitsiois Biknofes Hatalis. He put the Tzitsis Chut Echot. He took one Chut, Kofu Dalit, he folded it up, that there should be four chutim, v'toich voy bekonov, and he stuck it into the konov, into the neck of the konov, voy denu chut echot, still one chut, koifloy, now it's double on each side of the neck, v'rei hein shmoyne kvolim. So you have over here eight kvolim. It's still one chut, so so you have, they're still folded up. U'poysik roshin shalahem. So now, if you'll cut the roshim, v'nasin shmei nechutim, now you'll have shmei nechutim. From one chut, you'll have shmei nechutim. Rav Amron shochach v'loi poskon. Rav Amron forgot. And he didn't cut it. Ad she'osa kol hagdilim v'kishreim. He made everything ready. V'nimtzeis asuyin bipsu. The tzitzis, v'asulam tzitzis, was made bipsu. He made tzitzis with one chut. You have to make with eight chutim. Dein be'elochot achot. He came to ask a shayla. Tami the Rab Chiya Barashi. Rab Chiya Barashi told him b'shem Rav that it is kosher. Now, let us again try to explain the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and then we'll go back to the first Rashi also. There are two ways we can understand the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Yesterday we had mentioned that when the Torah was machayev and asiyah, so just like by schach, this mashul of Nezo says, just like by schach, when one starts putting on the schach, it's not a kosher sukkah, the first piece of schach, it's not covering the correct amount, but there's no shaila of tasev aloy mina osoy, that when you put on the others, it comes out the first one is tasev aloy mina osoy. That is the seder, how you make a sukkah. That's the asiyah. The first pula doesn't make a sukkah. You have to do pu'ulas to make a sukkah. So the Avni Nezer says, Nususi and Mishneh Berura also that mentions this for it. So the Avni Nezer says, let's say a person put on schach, and it's chamsa merubah mitzilsa, and that schach was mechuba. So there's no problem. He's making a sukkah. So for the process of making it, he'll now cut the mechuba de kischach. There's also no problem. That is a oifen of making the sukkah. He has a few problems. He doesn't have enough schach. The schach is mechuba. So all these pa'ulas are a pa'ula of the siyah of the sukkah. That's a davar hamuskim that in the during, while you're in the middle of the process of making the sukkah, you didn't finish the asiyah, so you can zicha b'kaitzitz it. And that's considered, that's a chelek of the asiyah sasukkah. The shaila between Rav and Shmuel is, when the sukkah was made already, the asiyah chaga sukkah tasa l'cho, he made a sukkah already, the sukkah is completely covered. It's still semirubi mechamsa, and it is still possible. It's still mechuba. So here we have a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel holds, that's called osi bipsu. It was made already. You have a sukkah ready. Now you have a sukkah. And it's a posel of sukkah. Now you're going to be machshir the posel of sukkah. So that's cool that you have an sukkah that was made already. And that was also, it was osi bipsu. It was made bipsu. Now you machshir it. So that's posel of tasev aloy mina osi. That's for Shmuel. And Rav holds, Zuhi Gemara Siyosa. No, it's not finished yet. I didn't finish making the sukkah. This, just like you understand, I have to add pieces of schach, so I have to be tailish the schach also. That's a chelik of the sea. Zuhi Gemara Siyosa. It's not, it was made already. It's not made yet. It's chosar. It's still mechuber. So this is the Gemara Siyah. That's what Rav holds, and Shmuel holds that it's verkehrt, it was made already, since the physical tzura of the sukkah was made. So you have now a fartik a sukkah, and it's a posel a sukkah, so that is a chason of tasa b'loy minosi. That is the way we said yesterday. And by Emerson, this svore, the Mishneh Berurah says, in Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel, the Gemara was medamedis to tzitzis. Our Gemara said by tzitzis also the same thing. What was the maise by Rav Amram Chasida? Rav Amram Chasida went and put one chut, he folded it up, there was la maise four kfolim on each side, and he made the tzitzis. It was an asiyah bipsul, because he made the kesher and the gdil, everything he made with one chut. After he finished, he asked what the din is, and they told him, according to Rav,
you can cut it. Ravlish, this is the Gemara Siyah. I'm not finished yet. It's still one chutz. So this is the Gemara Siyah. According to Shmuel, it's too late. The tzitzis were put in, it's too late. We paskin like Shmuel. Afal Pikein, the Mechaber says as follows. Im Korach, Yisoy, the Mechaber says like this, and see if you'd give me, says, Yisoy, lachtech roshei hachutim, you should be careful, takota roshei hachutim, lasoy some ches, koidim sheyichach. Before he makes the kriche, he should cut them already. Shim korach afil lechul yeechot. If he'll be korach afil one chul, it means he'll wrap it around three times. Vekosher afil lekesher echot. That means if he'll make one chul yeh. And a kesher, that means a kesher al gabi kesher. Ve'achechak chotchom posel mishum tasev aloi mina osa yishrei bepsul oso. That means me'iker hadin tzitzis need one chul yeh. In one kesher, at kosher tzitzis min ha-teire. So the male, if he made a chulye and a kesher, so and then he'll cut it. It's tasa v'loy min ha-ose. Zuk the Mishnah Berurah. Ratzalayma, the Mishnah Berurah sifkot n'samach dalet, im osa chulye v'gam kesher acher ha-chulye, that means that secures the chulye, won't fall apart. Afilu ra kesher echot, kesher echot means kesher gabi kesher, yotze yidei chivosem yidei raise, afilu lo yosa klal ha kesher shesomach lekonov, he didn't even make a kesher that's next to the konov, as soon as he stuck it in, he made chulyes, he made tukshorim, so it's a kosher asiyah min ha-teir, now he cuts it, avetase v'loy min ha-osi. Avol, Zok te Mishne Brure, im loy osa hakesher she'achar hachulye. What happens? He didn't cut it yet. He just made the chulyes. And then he chapped, oyvei. He made the chulyes without a kesher. Oyvei, it's one chut. He didn't cut it. Avim loy osa hakesher she'achar hachulye. Loi nigmar adayin asiyas hatzitzis. So the asiyah wasn't finished. The beloy akesher achuyayin miskayim klal. The ain kan deal. He's not finished yet. The asiyah isn't finished. Val kain yochel lachte chachutim. So he can cut now. If he's in the middle of the asiyah, that means that he made the chulyas, and he didn't, and he made the chulyas, and then he reminded himself that he did not cut the chutim. So as long as he's in the middle of the siyah, so that's for osulam tzitzis. He's making tzitzis. He made chulyes. Now we'll cut the chutim. Then he'll make the kesher. That means in the middle, before it's nigma, there's no problem of tasav loy min osui. It wasn't done yet. He's making it now. So memela, whatever he does is a chelik of the asiyah, the kriche, the psike, and the kesher. He's making it now. The whole problem is that mamish this svar, which we mentioned before, the whole problem is if it's done already, the chulyas were made, the ksharim were made, so it's done. Now you're going to kasher it. So Rav said that's the gvar asiyah. I'm still not finished. Shmuel held it's too late. It was osi. So here we see this svar in the Mishnah Berurah. There's another svara. We'll see if Negeya Taisvis Anomid Beis. And it's Negeya something else also. The Ramban in the Mulchamis says, and he explains Shita Shmuel, the Ramban that's right in the Mulchamis after Zvova Medalev, says as follows. The Shmuel Loi omar psikosom zuhi asiyosom. What's the machloikis Rav and Shmuel? Nemesin Rav makes a lot of sense. I'm not finished yet. So I'm making. So something is missing. So I make it now. The Shmuel loi omar psikosom zuhi asiyosom. Mishum de boinen maise niker u maise rabbe. Yeah, nasiya, you have to do something. This alone is not considered done. It's not considered done. That's a small maisa, that's a maisa zuta. But if you do a maisa rabbe, we'll see nafkamin this, if you do a maisa rabbe afterwards, that means you'll make ktsitze and then you'll make nanua, you put both together, that's called a maisa rabbe, and then that's called asiyah. So, according to this mahalach, the problem is not it's too late. It's never too late. But pshat is, if you do a kleinikait, it says chag a sukkah stasalacha. You have to make a sukkah. With a snip, you can't make a sukkah. You have to need a pisazoya davo. You need a choshevah asiyah. Need a choshevah asiyah. So, memele, ktsitsa alone is not called a choshevah asiyah. Need a maisa rabbe. But if you make ktsitsa and ninua, and it is called the Choshev Asiyah. Now, let us see, this is what Ramban says. Now, let us mention the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tarchavot. Again, we paskin like Shmuel. The Mechaben Tarchavot Sivbei says as follows. Im kotza tzailon lahachshiroi, b'liyeis hu atzmei me'asichuch, kosher, Bohu shiyananeyoy sheyigva kol echad levadoy umeinicha v'chayis magbi chavere meinicha. Shmek ktsitze im kotza tzeilon. It's kosher if he'll be menaneya. If kotza tzeilon will be menaneya. Zogt the Mishnah Berurah. Im kotza rotzoloima af shemetchilo hidlo heilon ala sukkah lesacher boy. In the beginning, he put an ilon over the sukkah. Va'av ischach posel de mechubahu. Loi mikri ze tase v'loi min ha'osu. It's not called tase. It's not. It's finished already. It's finished. Kivin shele besoif kotzitzoi l'shem sichuch. He cut it l'shem sichuch. Hava asiyah mechadosh. So this is called a new asiyah. It's not tase. I'm making now. V'kosher. Umikol makim biktitze levad loy mikri asiya gemure. That's not called. That to me, it's called an asiya chodesh. I'm starting to do, but that's not called asiya gemure. Kivin sheloy kotzitzon koydim shehidle. Valkein tzoch lananeye gam kein acher hatzitze. Shenimtza keilu oise shom meinicham bimkaim oisein. Like then he's putting it down. So here we see in Mishnah Berurah a different lomdus. That means here we're saying not that it's not a psul of, according to Shmuel, it's not a psul tasa v'loy minos, you can always make. But you need an asiyah gemure. Ktsitze is not enough of an asiyah, but you need ktsitze, he says you need ktsitze l'shem sichuch. You need ktsitze l'shem sichuch, that's tamazoi. And then also you make ninua. According to the second mahalach that we said, so what'll be if a monkey will cut it off and he'll make ninua, will be possible. From the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem that this is the asiyah is the ktsitze plus the ninua. That's one big asiyah, and it's kilo I'm putting down tzchach kosher. But that's a claw how the Mishnah Berurah says. Kivin she kotzitzoi lebsoif l'shem sichuch, he says that then you have to be kotzitz l'shem sichuch, that's tamazoi. Not that the storm happened and it became tolerant. It was kotzitz l'shem sichuch havasiyah mechodish. Abo mikomak n'tzitzel levad le'mikri asiyah gemura, kivin she kotzitzoi koim shil, so merely need ninua. That's kiilu oysu shom minichem b'koim meisein. According to the first pshat that we said, according to the first pshat we tied it, that Shmuel holds it's too late. That means it's done. It's tasa v'loy mina osri. Now we have to say pshat according to Rashi. It's done already. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, v'loy mina osri, 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 v'loy. So Memele, for Rashi would seem that's also it's also bipsul already. A tikkun mu'ut won't help anymore. So according to what we said pshat and Rashi, it could be that you don't need that he has to cut it. I mean, but the cutting already is lemal lemoirit. that's a possible lesuke. So it got caught, a storm occurred and it got caught as I had got. The ikir is, now you have to put it on, now you have to put it on. There was no asiya now. So you say the previous asiya, what was done before, you say it, and you make now a new asiya. L'chayre, that would be a napkamina between the first pshat and the second pshat. Now I'd like to learn over again the first Rashi, because the first Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says, "Ein tzorich lachzev listir." It doesn't have to be soiser. Then Rashi says, "It's korav listir." Let's try to understand the first Rashi. Yosef Rav Yosef v'koma hochi. Hodes nanoi shekotzetzon ksheira. Omar Rav alo. Nehei dein tzorich lachzev lisoisra kulo. Even though you don't have to be choiser and soiser the whole thing. Avol tzorich ulo naneya ktsas. Oysom shohuschachu b'mechuba la'achak tzitzosom. You have to remember those that were huschach b'mechuba. And then Rashi said at the end, "Mi yuninu korim l'stiru." Rashi says, "It's korim l'stiru shemagbiya kolachad l'madi menichah b'chayzim agbiya shchaveira menichah." Rashi started off by saying, "Ein etzorich l'arzel l'soyischa b'tzolchul nanei." And Rashi says, "That's korim l'stiru." So, what isn't he doing, and what is he doing? The Svas Emes seems to learn Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi said before, the Enzorich Larzer L'Soyisro Kulo means, he doesn't have to be, our Mishnah speaking about, he puts Chach Kosher also there, which was also possible. That means, the Sukkah was possible with the Chach, he first puts Chach possible, then he puts Chach Kosher. Now, it's a possible Sukkah, it's garnished with garnished. So Rabbi Yosef said, "B'shem Rav, even though the schach kosher, which is there, you can leave it there, even though when it was put on b'shas ma'aseh, wasn't mashed the sukkah, that you don't have to be soisa. You just soisa the mechuba." That's what Rashi is. That's one way we could learn shat and Rashi. Nei din tzorich lachzel soisra kula, the complete sukkah, which means including the schach kosher. That you could leave, and avotzoich ulenaneyak tzas oisam shahusrachu b'mechuba. That you have to be menaney, and that is a kaponim a hanoche on this tzchach. Perhaps we can say two other pshatim in Rashi. Perhaps we can say pshat in Rashi that be'emison the lomdus of stira is, that means, there was a sukkah that was osu already, was made bipsul. Tas of lemon osu bipsul. It's a possible sukkah. The lomdus of the new is, I'm putting down a new sukkah. I'm destroying the old one. I'm sorry to say the old one. Putting down a new sukkah. Now, if he would do this by lifting up the whole schach and putting back down the whole schach at once, then he started doing that. So that means there's no schach. Then he puts down the schach. So he put down schach. Here, when he takes each branch and he picks it up, so when he takes off this branch, the makim is mesuchach, because there's so many branches over here. The Pimagodim says that in Yontif, if a person takes off one branch, he's not a soisa and he's not a boinim. It's mesuchach already. The whole thing is mesuchach. So theoretically, I'm not a schach. I took off the schach. Schach that was there remained. So there'd be a half a minute to say that you weren't soisa, and that you weren't meniach, because when you took off this, there was still mesuchach. You never made a ois mesuchach to kemokim mesuchach. Made a mesuchach to kemokim mesuchach. So that's not called you did anything. Af al pikein kamash malon, that it is good. And why is it good? So someone wanted to shtel tzu, a gemara in Erevin. The gemara in Erevin says, if you have an area that was mukif shaloy l'shem dira, that means you have a large open space, that a wall was built around it, but people didn't live there. So it's a psul in the hekif, in the wall, that was a hekif shaloy l'shem dira. Lady goes and builds a house, but it's not good already because the hekiv was made shaloi l'shem dira. So what do you have to do? You have to make a pirza in the wall, a pirza of more than 10 amis. So now it's ois hukiv, And then you go and make, you make a pilz of 11 Amis, and then you'll build a wall on Amis, so it's called, now became Mukif. It's not Mukif anymore, now it's Mukif L'Shem Dira. The Gemara says, what if he doesn't want to do such a thing? He goes and breaks down an Amis, and builds an Amis. Breaks down a second Amis, and builds an Amis. And he does this, he breaks down 11 Amis, and he builds 11 Amis. So the Gemara says that's also good. So we see, even though theoretically there never was a Zman that he was Mevatel the previous Hekif, because it was always Mukif, Afal Pikein Yom Mitzarev it, and we say, Nitzazoy. No, Lemaise, he broke down 11 Amis, and he put up 11 Amis, little Shem Dire, so it's called Hekif Ledire. So it could be that is what Rashi is saying. That is the beginning of Rashi, even though he ain't a Soysa Kula, that means he's not Soysa the whole Sichachat in one shot. He does, Ahopikin, that's also enough, that's also called, I took off the Schach and I put down the Schach. Perhaps a third pshat we could say in Rashi, that, Emerson, I didn't find, someone should say, you have to lift it up 3 tvachim. I didn't see. And Afilu, someone would say, you have to lift it up 3 tvachim. We heard before this, if the schach is thick, a wider tefach, you say, chavoy tromi. So Afilu, you lift it up 10 tvachim, it's like it's down there already. So theoretically, you're not being soysa, the sukkah. Afilu, by lifting it up, loy me boy, if I lift up less than 3 tvachim. So what I do? It's a spielachol. That means I lifted it up a little bit, I put it down. But you never was saisa the sukkah, because in lomdis, you say lavud, you say chavoy tchomi. So it's considered like, I feel that when you lifted it up, it was considered down there. Afal pikein, that's also sufficient. That is the chiddush of ninur. It could be one of these three pshotim, is pshat and rashi. Now let us learn further the Gemara. So Al Kaponim, we had also two Mahalchim in Shmuel. Either Shmuel holds that it's too late, the Ketzitza is not considered a Gemara Siyah. So Al Kochoch, the whole Tikkun comes about with the Hanoch, with the Ninua. The Ninua is a Stire and Hanoch, and I'm putting down Schach Kosher. Or the second Mishai wanted to say, B'Shem Ramban, like the Mishnah Berurah says in Talchavov, that it's never too late, but you need, Shmuel holds, you need an Asiya Cheshuva. If Chagas Sukkah starts, you need an Asiya Cheshuva. An Asiya Cheshuva is the Tziruf of Ktzitze plus, Ninua. Zok the Gemara weiter, Besava Shmuel lo imrinem psikoson, zuya siyoson. The Shmuel hold that you don't say psikos and zuya siyoson. That's what you're telling me. And Shmuel holds you need nenua. But Tony Shmuel mishum rabchiye hitel l'shnei kronos bebasachas. A person went and took. Here we have the perish chayev, the picture. He went and took one chut. He folded it up into 4 kfeilim, and he put it into 2 kronos, 2 knofes of the beged, va'achakach posak roshe chutim shalohem, and later he was posak the roshe chutim shalohem, kshayrim, it's kosher. My lad, shekosher, va'achakach posak. So the Gemara understood, what did he do? He put in, here he did, he was a double header, that means he put in the one chut, which is folded up into 2 nekovim at one time, one on each side, and he made the tzitzis on each side, and then, so there was a gemara siya, and then he was poisik. V'achakach posik, roshi chut nishlam ksheirim. My love, shekoyshe v'achakach poisik. So the Gemara says, loy, shepoisik v'achakach koyshe. No, he didn't do that. He first put in the tzitzis, and then after he put them in the nekovim, and then he cut them, and then he was kosher. Kosher, according to Lahalacha, kosher means he made a chulya and a kesher. That's what kosher means. Fragt die Gemara, Poisik, Vachakach, Koisha, Meile, Memre. So what is the Chiddush? So what is the Chiddush? That the Shmuel said, you can do this. So the Gemara says, Ma, the Tema, Beinon, Konof, Bishas, Psil. That when he puts in the chut, he has to put it into one konof, not into two konofes, veleka. So I would think it became nifsal already, by that it was put into two konofes, bebasachas. Kamash malon, that there's no such psul. Let us see Rashi. Hito lebeis kones bebasachas, she'osa arba kfolim aruchim, he made four long Fold, kishir shtei tzitziyeis, v'teiche b'roi she'echad b'konav zeh, b'roi she'echad b'konav zeh, v'kofaf ha'roshim ad she'gi ezel ezel ha'emtza olke, and then he brought the two roshim that they reached half of the oirech of this very long chut, ma'ilav koyshe, osa ha'gdil b'zu b'zu, v'achakach posak emtza v'nasu shtayim. Everything was done before it was nifsik. The kula kaidim shenifsik ochut echadu. It's one chut. So the tzitzis were made bipsul as one chut. And later, after the asiyah, they became eight chutim. Mo says no. As soon as he put it in, he cut it. I would think binan konof bishas psil. Bishah she poisloi she toiloboy hapsilim be'inin konof echad v'loi shnayim. But the tchiva alone has to be in one konof, not in two konofes. So that alone should passel it. It's kamash malon, it doesn't pass. Let us see Taisvis. Rav Amram chaside roma tchelta lepirzume de inshi beise. So his wife, what's it says? Vechein Rav Yude Perik at Trailers, the Kosovri, these people hold Laila's man tzitzis, Vloy mitzvah sasei shehaz man grome, who, Venoshim chayovitz, Kerabonon de Perik at Trailers, the Omri hakel chayovim betzitzis, Noshim babode. Rav Shimon poiter benoshim, ukevosei kaimalon, we pass on like Rav Shimon. Sadi noi paskonet Rab Shimon, mit dochi gmor bereish perk sheini de zvochim, luk mi tanoi hosom kulu ke Rab Shimon, all of them hold like Rab Shimon, the memayet ksus laylo, risa moise memayet ksus laylo, malbi ksus sumen. So the gmor want to say that everyone holds like Rab Shimon, but he says we paskonet Rab Shimon. Vo uvde de Rab Yehuda bar Iloi, perik bame madlikim, Shoye Talmidov Mechabim Mimenu Kanfei Ksusom. They're speaking about they were wearing Begodim Shel Pishton, and they hid the Knofes from Yehuda Bar Iloi, Domrinen Ve'inu Sova Gzeire Mishum Ksus Laila. That means they held that Chazal patterned a Beged Shel Pishton from Tzitzis. It means the problem is like this. A beged shel pishton, if you put tcheles in the beged, so it's shatness. No, there's no problem, because you say esedei chalois haser. But, they held midarabonon, you can't wear such a beged with tzitzis, because what's gonna be, if it's gonna be exus laila, like it's roshenim, or if you'll wear it balaila, exus shem balaila. So Mamela, they held the Rabbonon were oike mitzvah tzitzis from a beged shel pishtan. So the Gemara says, so what does the Gemara say? What did they hold? Because gzeire mishum ksus laila. So you see, klo, that they held that ksus laila is poto min tzitzis. So that means it's a mitzvah sasei shez man grome. Viketai machine perikat chelis is another mahalach. In Menoches, why a beged shel pishtan is part of tzitzis? Umi did not get high time, and the Gemara mentioned this reason. Shmami no the huika. That's the reason. Taka that the reason is because aksus laila is part of min tzitzis. So Rabbi Yitzchak mitzvaseh shes man grom. For oid beperik v'me madlikin gabi hay the porich chiheche di marbe shal begodim linyatume. The Gemara says, just like with Marbe, even though by Begodim it says, Beget Tzemel or Beget Pishtim, and we're marba other materials. There's a ribui. So the Gemara says, narbi nami linyan tzitzis, masher techasaba, that other materials are also chayiv betzitzis. Labdav ketzemo pishtin, who are doing cotton, etc. O mishani, dahu mi boi le rabbis ksus sume. The techasha techasaba, we're marba ksus sume. Umaisi beraisi de rabshimin. The Rav Shimon says, Risa Moisoi is Memayet Ksus Laila, and Wemarba Ksusume. Falkapon Vais Tachois, Shmamino, the Chain Aloche. That Tzitzis is a mitzvah sasaisha is Magrom, it's not Loig Balaila. Ostam Bereis Berkam de Gdushin, Abi mitzvah sasaisha is Mangrome, the Choshiv Tzitzis, Ostam Bereis, Vais is Mitzvah Shmangrome. Voi the Rabbon and the Rav Shimon, the Rabbanu and the Rav Shimon who hold that tzitzis is not a mitzvah sasaisha's mangroma, muki perik atcheles, reisem oisei lichtesanye, they're not mamayit ksus laila, reisem uzchartem, rei mitzvah zu, uschoir mitzvah cheres atluyebo ve'eze zu krishme. So they dashen reisem oisei uzchartem that the mitzvah of krishme is told the mitzvah of tzitzis. Alma kesovi, krishme di reise. The kaimel and the krishme, the Rabbanu peg mishem eisei. So, Memela, since Sarkocha, we don't darshan this drosh, Nris Moise is chartem an Krishma. Sarkocha, we darshan Nris Moise, prad luxus laila. Mi mizein raya, the Rabbi Yudodam a Krishma, the Rabbonon, the Ashkren drama trailte, presumed in Shebeis, the Perikat Reiles, for Dorish Kiidachtane, the Dorish Zhur Mitzvah Cheres, Vases of Kloy. So, Memela, it's not Muchach, that means we could all Krishma is the Rabbonon, we can still hold that the Risa Moise is not Memayit Ksus Laila. So that Raya falls off. Oid Yeshchaim Epek Sheini de Broches, Doma Rav Yosef Kame Malyo Shmaite de Marove, Loi Omri Mitzvah Sitzis Balayla. In the Yerushalm, the Bnei Marove, they did not say the third Parsha at night. They just said the first two Parshas of Krishma. Umasik Taschule Habimaschile, that they started the parsha till they came to the parsha of tzitzis, and then Moses gave them aschalina gamrinin about mashma mod the laila loves man tzitzis. So that's all the rayas of Tosfos that lalocha we paskin laila loves man tzitzis and melech mitzvaseh shas man gomer and noshim apot. Psikosom zuhi asiyosom. What does Rav hold? Rav holds that even though when he made the tzitzis, they were one chut, but so it's not finished yet. So psikos and zuyas yosem. So now there's still a problem. It's one chut. So the cutting the chutim, that's the siyah. So Tosfos gora aso min hakoytzim min hagarden de lael. The Aval Pisha Oisen Achre Kein Atzitzis Legamri Lechashvine Lei Asiyoson Shevinin Tliyo L'Shem Mitzvah. Tosfos is asking Akasha. We learned before that what is the halacha if we have chutim which are attached to the beged? Let's say that there are some chutim that stick out from the beged. It's mechuba to the beged. And now you want to take these chutim and make tzitzis out of them. You'll make a chulya and ksharim, and you'll make tzitzis out of them. So there you're making a complete asiyah. You make a whole thing, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. It won't help. And here Rav holds, if there was a whole asiyah bipsul and you made a ktsitze, so that's the gemar, that's the end, that helps. So what's the difference? So Tosfos says as follows, this is Halachas Anish, and Simin Gimel, Seif Sivkot and Yudalef is Mavaya Pshat and Tosfos. And by our gemore, what is wrong here? He put in the tzitzis l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, but it's still not considered an asiya gemura because he put in one chut. He didn't put in four chutim. So, you're missing an asiya bekashres. That means he put in l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, but it wasn't an asiya bekashres. So we need another asiya to make it kosher. So mamela, this will be the psike, this is the asiya, that's the gemara asiya. So I have everything, Geister, so this is the gemara asiya. But over there, there's halacha, you need tliya l'shem mitzvah. You need the chibur has to be l'shma. It was attached to the beged shaloi l'shem mitzvah. So finished. So what can I do now? What can I do now? That means the chibur to the beged is shaloi l'shem mitzvah. I can make tzitzis now l'shem mitzvah. But the chibur to the beged is shaloi l'shem mitzvah. So that will not help the situation. You need a chibur l'shma. So the asiya afterwards will not make the chibur lishma. The chibur was done already. And that was a chibur shaloi lishma. By us, pshat is everything was lishma. We made it lishma, but it wasn't nigma the asiya. It's not an asiya bekashrus because everything was done yet with apostle achut. So now I'll make it a kosher achut. By uns felt nor asiya. That there wasn't a complete asiya, so I'll be going with the asiya now. There is a different chasam. When there was an asiya shaloi l'shma, so that cannot be rectified by doing the rest of the asiya. I'll make the kshira and the gdil. I'll make l'shma, but the chibur was shaloi l'shma. Zok the Gemara weiter. Meisvei. Talon. We learned a baraisa. Talon. A person put in tzitzis in a beged, v'loi posak rosh echutim shalahem, and he didn't cut the chutim, psulim, it's posel. He was mechaber the tzitzis to the beged, and it's posel, saray teshmu. By lav psulim lo oilom, but yifte darav, it's posel. Omoloch rav, my psulim, no, psulim ad sheyipsiku. It's possible till you'll be kaitzitz the chutim. Ushmul omar psulim loilom. Vechein omar Levi psulim loilom. Vechein omar Rav Masna omar Shmul psulim loilom. It's very unclear if it's a member of Shmul and a member of Rav Masna omar Shmul. Al kaponim that it's possible loilom. It won't help anymore. Ike da amri omar Rav Masna bedidi hava uvde. Vasoi lekame de mar Shmuel. I made tzitzis take, and there was one chut, and I came to Shmuel, Amali psulim loyla. He told me it's psulim loyla. Let's see Rashi. Loylam vafilu mifsikon lishnaim lacha kishir, because rab, afilu he cuts it later, it's still possible. Meisvei, effect the Gemara weiter, we learned in the Braise as follows. Tolon, v'achakach, posak, roshi, chutim, shalem, psulon. Okay. That is debatable. We don't know yet. V'oi tanyem, gabi suke, ta'ase v'loi min ha'osui, mikan omru. No, I'm sorry. The first kasha is a kasha. Tolon, v'achakach, no, I'm sorry. Tolon vachkach posik roshi chutim. For me it says klo, not like Rav. Tolon, he was mechaber the tzitzis, vachkach posik roshi chutim shalem, and then he cut the chutim, psulim, it's posel. Here it says klo that psulim loilom. Doesn't help. Boi tanya gabi suke, and we learned by suke also, ta'ase v'loi mina osui, mikan omru, hidlo le'os agefen, v'sadlas, v'sakisus, v'sichach al gabon, psulim. It's also possible. Tasa v'loi mina osui, it's possible. So, eichi domi, ilay mi b'shaloi kotzitzon, if it's speaking about it, still mechuba, ma iye mishum tasi v'loi mina osui, taping lay the mechuborim in, it's still mechuba, not tasi, tasa v'loi mina osui, that means you have a mechuba, tasa v'loi mina osui means now it's a psakosher asuka, but it came about without it's a tzuras asukak parim, but it came about without an asiya. Table in mechuborim, you know, it's a posel asuki, a mesach with mechubah. El, also, you have to say, bishakotzitzon, uktani psula. Ushma minod aloyim rinon, tzitzoson, zui asiyoson, utyufte derav. So it's opgefragt rab.
Amalach Rav Oche Bemai Askinan Tishalfinu Shlufid Leminkere Asiyah Ditu. That it's speaking about that when he cut it, it wasn't Niker Tiktsitze. We'll see Rashi and Taisvist. Fragt the Gemara, good. Okay, so that's the second halach in the Baraisa. The Baisuket speaking about that it wasn't a real Ktsitze. It wasn't Niker the Ktsitze.
Aber mikol mokim tolon va'achakach posak kashelerat.
But the first thing, there says klo by tzitzis, but he put in the tzitzis, he was mechaba the tzitzis, and then he cut in its posel. And the gemara kash, pake kash. I mean, Rav tanu polik, so it's not a tiyufta, but at kaponim, here we see that not like Rav.
Zogt Rashi, v'sicha ha'gabon psulo, legasim bebraisim o yisicha chamiya meshekotzitza. Der shalfinu shlufi, poshchon min ha'ilon, he separated from the tree, ad shenitkon, he tore it off already, it's not attached to the tree. Umitoich, but it is not nikel that it is cut off from the tree. That means it's a nice picture in the Perish Chai that the branches are still lying on the ilon. So that means if you don't go close to the ilon, it still looks like it's attached from the ilon. So this is not a good asiya. So memele. So therefore, that's why it is possible. Let us see Taisus. Psulin la'olam, kulu amayroi vekulu shitza keshmuel. All the amayroim hold like Shmuel. La'omak tzitzasen zuasayasem gabi suket zorech ninua. The shalfinu shalufi. So the Gemara says the shalfinu shalufi. That it was cut, but it wasn't nikik. Tas kosher, the meforish time bebraisim shemtase v'loy min ha'osui. That means if it was cut, lamai says it's cut, it's talush, so it's good according to Rav. Why say tas v'loy min ha'osui? Tas v'loy min ha'osui would seem it's posel min ha'teire. Why is it posel min ha'teire? It was cut. Vishloima asmachte ba'almo. So the first time it says einachanami, but it doesn't look like it's cut, so therefore, they said an asmachta, so it's like tasa v'leiminos. I mean, it wasn't a good asiyah. I mean, it's a drabona de kedin. Inami, and the second teretz of Taisus is, hochem mayrik shenivshach. The branch was separated from the tree. Ume'ura beklipe. But the bark of the tree is still attached. That means the branch is broken off, but still attached by the bark. Then yochel lahach yislo, and the bark cannot be mechaya the branch. Ki de perik oil varoite. Af al gav de choshev ketolosh. So mele, if the dion is now on this branch, which is covering the sukkah, it has a halacha of tolosh. Mikol mokim. Even the loinikzatz legamri lemrinin zui asiyah. But since it's not completely separated from the tree, so this is not called an asiyah. So dachsach mir, pshat in this taisvis is like we had mentioned the second mahalach of the Rambam, that the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is, you need an asiyah chashuve. The shail is, what is it called? That it's never too late. You can always make an asiyah, always be moisev, but you need a pesan asiyah chashuve. Shmuel holds that tzitza alone is not an asiyah chashuve. Good. That's Shmuel's opinion. Rav holds tzitza is an asiyah chashuve. Good. So mamela, so that's why it's kosher. But Taisva says, according to Rav, what if it's still attached to the bark, even though it's tolush? Lemaisa, the branch is tolush. But this is loimechshiv leimrinin zui asi. This is the raisa that gets for it. That means that some sort of a chshivish you do need in the asiyah. So since after your actions, even though lemaisid became tolosh, but since it's not nikil the tlisha, so this doesn't have a teiris asiyah. A fill according to Rav, it doesn't have a teiris asiyah. Min a teire. So my mail is a psul of tasa v'loimin osi, a fill according to Rav. Sagt die Gemara weiter.
Leima ketanoi. Could this machleikis between Rav and Shmuel is a machleikis tanoi.
We're speaking about that a person was over the Likton.
A person, let's say how the Gemara speaks, speaking about that he was ma'agid the lulav.
As of Yontav is ma'agid the lulav, he tied together with Akesha, the lulav and the hadasim and the rovitz. And then in Yontav, he looks at the hadasim and he sees the hadasim apostle hadasim.
What's possible about the hadasim? That they have anova of merubam me'alof, that there's more berries on the hodos than leaves.
So it's a menumadike hodos, it's not hodos, it's a posel hodos.
It's yontev, and again, tachbal tzishul, and then he has a posel gimel minim, taivach nish.
Ova velikton. So he went and took off the anoven. Wasn't permitted to do it. It's merze kimesake mone, but he did it.
Now, what is now? Good. Now, can he use this? Is it a kosher? Is it a kosher gimel minim? Yes or no?
So, yiva machloikes tanoim. Ova liktam posel divrei Rav Shimon bar Yoi Tzodok. Vachachomim machshirim. Chomim says it's kosher. So, vruah the Gemara held. The kula alme lulev tzorich agat.
Everyone holds that lulev tzorich agat. So that means you have to be ma'agid to three minim.
V'yalfinen, we make amamotzinu lulav misuk. We learn out, receive gabi sukkah tas, just like this sukkah has to be made. But an asiyah haga sukkah tas alocha v'loy minosuim.
So the agad, you also need, have to make a kosher agad, not that you made a posel agad,
and later became ois posel, but the agad was made bipsu.
My love, so Mamela, here we have the same thing. He had made a posel agat. When he was ma'agat, the hodas was posel.
Later, the hodas became kosher, because he took off the berries. And now it's ma'ugid, but it was osi bipsul. The agat was bipsul. The Gemara want to say both of them hold that there's hilchis asiya by agat, just like there's hilchis asiya by sukkah.
I love the hokim miflegi. The man, the marshal, sovereign, gabi sukik tzitosn zuyasa yoson. Gabi lulam nami amrina, likitosn zuyasa yoson. O man, the posel soval, amrina, gabi sukik tzitosn zuyasa yoson. Gabi lulam nami amrina, likitosn zuyasa yoson.
So we see it a machlaikis. Rabbi Shmuel is a machlaikis tanloim. So the Moses loim.
The kulama loim rinin gabi sukik tzitzosn zuyasi yosan.
Everyone holds that you don't say tzitzosn zuyasi yosan.
Vahoch, everyone holds like Shmuel.
Vahoch, ebbe meilav sukim lulam misukik kemiflugi. The machloikis is that true that by agad, by lulav, you need an asiyah?
Man, the masher, so believe in the lulav misukim.
There's no din asiyah, it has to be ma'ugid. Not that they have to be ma'agid three minim.
So there's no dinasiyah.
A man the apostle saw the yafin a lulu misuke.
Be boy you say man, if you want, I'll tell you another teretz. Isvir along the lulu tzorich agad kulamale pligid yafin a lulu misuke.
The hoche boke miflegi, the machloikis is, that means if you need agad, you need an asiyah agad. Hoche boke miflegi. Ma'asova tzorich agad, u'ma'asova ein tzorich agad. The machlokes is, do you befall need agad? Beplukte dani tanoi. The sanya we learned in a baraisa, lulav bein ogud bein she'enei ogud kosher. A lulav, the sad bugad is also kosher. Rabbi Yudoyma ogud kosher, she'en ogud posel.
My time is the Rabbi Yudah. What is the time of Rabbi Yudah? Ya'alef lekicha lekicha mi'agudas eizoi.
Sivhosam ulekachtem agudas eizoy.
So an agudas eizoy was bagude. So this is lekachtem was a idea agude.
Sivhoch lekachtem chabiyoy marishin. Ma lo holon bagude af kanami bagude.
Rabbonon lekichem lekicha lo yafin. And they hold you don't need agad whatsoever. So you don't learn that. You didn't have this gzeira shav of lekicha lekicha. So the Gemara command, oz lohod esanya lulav, we learned abaraisa mitzvah lo'ogdoi, vim loy ogdoi kosha. So who does this go like? I rab Yehuda ki loy ogdoi amai kosha. You learn that lekachtam lekachtam. I rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, amai mitzvah, where's their mitzvah? If you don't learn lekachtam lekachtam, so where's their mitzvah lo'ogdoi? Loilam rabbonon, he is going according to the rabbonon. The din mitzvah la'ogdai is als a different time in Gansen, als is no lefono b'mitzvahs. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Mikombakim tolnabacha kach posak kasha le'rav de marsha. Here it says that it's possible. Kitando yemrinin tzitzosn zuyasi yosn eloi. Ova vo likton invei hahodos. Disnan lekamon. Im hoyu anovov merube me alof posel. Bahavalei menuma voloi hodohu. It's not hodoh. Vi imiatoi kosha. Reime matin beyontev. The misakin mona lahashos apostel. Not allowed to be because that's what's called a tikan mona. Oktani bebraisa, over adivre chachomim, shomro eime matin beyontev, volokten beyontev apostel. Savru rabbonu, de beime drosh, de boilo mishme minei, they want to bring a rai from this, de blikitos, and zui gmara si yosem pligi, that the whole machle, they want to bring a rai from this, that's the machloikis. The kule almet avayu hanach the noisvir lulav tzorich agad legot shloish aminim kechot. You have to tie the three meaning together. V'shayche bo asiyah. There's a din asiyah. Yafinu lulav misuke bebinyanov. Ma matzini besuke shesh bo maise. V'kpida toira lo osi bepsu. Af lulav kain. There's a maise. You have to be magadit in osi bepsu as possible. Yafinu lulav misuke. Lipsal bo asa osui. He holds loyal finom, loyalam dua. In Adam don't say reshava meyats, me elim can lom de me rabbi. The rabbi me rabbi moisha rabbeinu. Vishema mikrois alolo loy lidroish kze reshava nichtavu. So me mele, so there's bachalno dinavagat. Manveyu is no lafono be mitzvah, sukino lulovno titisno. Let us see Taisvis. Divrei Rab Shimon ben Yohai Tzadok, Tane Hoyo. Rab Shimon Yitzadok was a Tane. We see the Machlokes Rab Shimon ben Tzadok and the Chachamim. Ve'efshir shezehu aniskar bekama mekoymes b'shas, Omer Rab Yochanan mishum Rab Shimon ben Yohai Tzadok. Maybe this is the Rab Shimon ben Yohai Tzadok that Rab Yochanan mentions. He was a Tane. But Taisva says, Ve'ein zehu de perik zeboira. I feel though this is Rab Shimon ben Yitzadok, Rab Yochanan brings that many times, this is not the Rab Shimon ben Yitzadok in Sanhedrin. It's very merdik a mice over there, the Keranu Reish Lokish Royei Boko, there's a merdik a gemara in Sanhedrin, the gemara says in Sanhedrin that Rab Shimon ben Yitzadok and another Talmud Chochem were going to be Ma'aba the Shonem. And Reish Lakish saw them, and he got into conversation, he accompanied them, he was walking with them. And then they passed by Shvi'is, and someone was working on his field, and Reish Lakish was a merdik a kanoi. He said, zetach ha'psa koyin v'chayresh, v'kana m'choshed on Shvi'is, other very much. And they were malamet z'chus, maybe, psa zaheta, razaheta. They passed by someone else who was a Merakerim, also Rabbi Reish Lakish was very much against him. Also Rabshik and Razali Mitzchus. Reish Lakish did not hold of them at all.
And so later, they went and they were Ma'abed Hashana, and they made sure that the place of the Ma'abed Hashana, Reish Lakish can get into there. They didn't have trouble with Reish Lakish on the way. So they walked up to the second floor and they took the ladder with them to make sure Reish Lakish doesn't follow them. Al Kaponim, Reish Lakish came back to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, such people are kosher to be Ma'abed Hashana. And he says, oh, maybe the Akash, it says, Raye Boka are also good. So maybe they're also good. The kids said, these people heard about it, about Reish Lakish's comment about them. So they came to Rabbi Yochanan, and they told him, the Karan Reish Lakish, Raye Boka. He said, you know, Reish Lakish called us Raye Boka. He told you we're Raye Boka. And Rabbi Yochanan told them, Vamal Rabbi Yochanan, Karim Chal Raye Tzai Mavid Nalachu. And if he called you Raye Tzai, which is worse, what can I do for you? So it means that he wasn't too sympathetic with them. So Luchel is also Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak. So this is the Lehava Ma'adelu Hachi Elamoicha Oyakvoid Rabbi. If this Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak was his Rebbe, he wouldn't have answered like that. So that's another Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak. But Hachi b'Meilav Lulav Misuki Kamiflagi. The Shaila is: do you need an Asiya or don't you need an Asiya? That's the Machloikis. Baha the Ifligu Ba'ova Valifkton. Why was the Machloikis by he was malakated in Shabbos? Give the same Machloikis in Erev Shabbos, in Erev Yontif. Why was he malakated in Yontif? Ova Valifkton. Give the same Machloikis, Erev Yontif. He made an Agad, and then he was malakated. If you hold Lotzach Agad, it's no good. A little Lotzach Agad, it is good. Or if you yafin and lulu misuke, it's no good. Layafin, it is good. Bahad iflugu ba'ova valiktam, layiflugu baliktam erev yontif. The boilashminan, a second chedish. Ein dicha yetzal mitzvahs kadisa pek lulu bagosel. We don't say that the lulu, the hados, since when it became tchilas hayoim, it was nitche from mitzvahs hados, as was possible. So we don't say this, it didn't deviate from mitzvahs. So he hopped on over Valikton to tell us that the Hodas doesn't become nitche. Inami mishum de me'erev yontev hoyeyochel lesaken lechatchil lahakte oigdoi velarze lo oigdoi. So me'mele, so it's not negeya. So that's why he said in yontev. In yontev you can't do that, you can't make a cash in yontev. Nami kevesh bekundus lakama the doctor pluktai biyontif lemeima the boser oigdei pligi that the machlekes was after the agat the biyontif leogidle lekicha lekicha lo yafinam and Rabbi Yehuda holds you learn alakicha lekicha and the chachamim hold you don't learn alakicha lekicha bereish kedushin yafin and kicha kicha misdayafrei abalocha lo yafinim zereshove dilakicha. I saw the Shom Mitzion and Baloch, he wants to say, Kiche, Kiche, they're the types of Kiche, Zaloshin Kinyan. Kiche, Achishisha, Kesav Sod, the Kach, Mimeni, they're Zaloshin Kinyan. Here, Lekicha means, Lekachtam Agudas Ezoiv, or Lekachtam Mukhamiyem Arishi means Zaloshin of grasping. So, Memele, so that's what Taisha means to say. So, Kiche, Kiche was Nimsa, that you do dash an exerish of it. Lekicha, Lekicha, the Chachamim Hod was Lein Nimsa.